always concerned about when the big numbers are branded around, because that for me is really, really scary, and especially for the guys in your industry, for charities, can be really, really scary. So hopefully what I'm going to talk to you about today is going to make YouTube quite simple and appear to be very, very easy platform to be using. I've been at YouTube for just under 2 years now. Prior to that, I was 7.5 years agency side, so hopefully I have a good understanding of where you guys are and some of the problems, some of the troubles that you actually face. In terms of what I want to talk to you about today, firstly, I want to talk to you about Skeuomorph. You might be saying, Chris, hey, I've just listened to the excellent Jon Snow. Don't try and look intelligent, more intelligent than him. And it's just gone 10 o'clock in the morning. But the reason why I want to talk to you about Skeuomorph is because it's an object or a feature which imitates the design of a similar artifact made from another material. Does anyone understand what I'm talking about? Still no? Okay. It's basically putting your TV creative or putting your offline creative straight onto YouTube. And I wanted to talk about this firstly because this is bad digital storytelling in my books, okay? This is not the way we should be using YouTube. It's not the way you should be using Facebook or Twitter or any other mediums that you're using up there. Don't take your what you think is going to be successful offline and just put it onto online, because it simply doesn't work. And in terms of examples that I'm going to show you today, I really want to talk about examples of the actual YouTube stars as examples. But I will call up a couple of brands where it's relevant. And in this case, L'Oreal, the fabulous L'Oreal, one of the biggest spenders on YouTube, actually did it. They took their TV creative with the excellent Hugh Laurie, a huge British star, and just popped it on YouTube and hoped for success. And they did have some decent media spend behind it, but 221,000 views, which might sound like a lot, is absolutely tiny in this case. And it's just, in terms of digital storytelling, it's not well received by the YouTube audience. When they actually learnt, and they learnt and understood how YouTube's evolved and saw that they could have a different, very different effect, they did very, very well. And this, I won't play the video, but I'll send it around to everyone so you can have access to it afterwards. But in the interest of time, Hugh Laurie actually did a load of outtakes and was having his nails filed, and it was all within the interest of L'Oreal's men expert. And it was a phenomenal story. It did really, really well. And to John's point, people did share it. They did tweet it. They did stick it on Facebook. Again, because they were doing something unique for our platform. So when I talk about digital storytelling, just be really, really sure that you understand the platform that you're working with and know the platform. And that's how you get to just shy of 1 million views. So that's bad digital storytelling. What's good digital storytelling? That's what we're all here to discuss and learn about today. For me, it's to go native. And I know native's a big term on many marketers' lists and on their tongues, tip of their tongues at the moment. But for me, it means to adopt the lifestyle or the look of local inhabitants. And that's a really, really big and smart thing to be doing on YouTube. When we look at what most advertisers, most brands do on YouTube, they operate like this. They operate with spikes. This is how most advertisers and brands work offline as well. But particularly on YouTube, this is how they'll work. They'll have big, big spikes. And this is their hero content, okay, today. So I'm going to talk to you about three things in terms of digital storytelling. Hero, hub, and hygiene. I'm not three of those. None of them at all, actually. But the hero content is the spikes that you see. This is the stuff that I don't really want to talk too much about, because you guys already do this really well. These are your big campaigns, your big launches, your appeals, if you like. This is the stuff that you guys are experts at. And if you do need our help, please, please come and speak to YouTube about it, or please speak to your media agencies about it. But the hero stuff is brilliant, but it only gets you short bursts of reach. Okay, the spikes, the curves actually showing the reach there. Really, really short bursts of reach, and then absolutely nothing. And that's no good. So this is actually a theory that's actually come from our creative team at YouTube, the Zoo team. Now these guys, situated in the US, they work on million-pound briefs, they see so much work coming through, they're experts in their field with YouTube. So this isn't just a theory that I've dreamt up overnight. This is actually something that's come from them, from working on a lot of campaigns. And they looked at the hero stuff and they thought, well, hero activity doesn't really work on YouTube. It's not great in terms of digital storytelling. What does actually work on YouTube? Well, this is what YouTubers do. Let's see how YouTube stars work. Let's see how likes of Sorted Food and Tanya Burr And if some of these guys aren't familiar to you, please jot their name down and search for them on Google, and you'll soon see what stars they are on YouTube. But let's have a look at the people who are having real success on YouTube. It's not the brands. I'll never really come out and talk about brands. If I'm talking about one successful brand, it'll be Red Bull if I'm going out to speak. But I don't talk about brands being successful on YouTube because in the main, most of them aren't. They're certainly not as successful as the YouTube stars. So if you can operate like this, then that's the key to success. But what is operating like that? Operating like that on that line with YouTube stars is producing decent content, but being consistent. It's hygiene. It's every day. It's bringing out the same consistent copy all the time, okay? When the Sorted Food guys, or let's even use Jamie Oliver, now has become a YouTube star, he's not doing anything different every day. He's just producing the same recipes, the same content, but it's consistent. He just keeps this messaging going across. So with that in mind, where should you guys be placing your content? What should you be doing? Well, you're always going to have your big hero content because you're brands and you'll have appeals. And that's perfect. That's exactly what you want. But try and keep your content consistent on YouTube. Try and keep your messaging regular. And I know that John was just saying about blogs and, you know, just doing it when you feel as well. That's really, really important as well. You don't need to be doing this every day. You don't need to be doing this every week. But regular, as in every fortnight, once a month. Regular content is what YouTubers really, really engage with. And this is where you need to be. Acting like a YouTuber, not acting like another brand. Don't try and emulate what a brand is doing on YouTube. Emulate what the YouTube stars are doing. So the whole idea of Hero Hub and Hygiene. Hero, as we've just mentioned, is your big, big ticket stuff, the stuff that you guys already do. Your hub is your digital spine, if you like. It's the heart, it's the foundations of everything that you need to have. And a hub for you guys would hopefully be your YouTube channel. If you haven't got one, come and speak to me. It's really, really easy to set up. John was just asking how he can set one up for himself. So I might see if I can get some commission out of that. But the whole idea of your hub is your home, okay? And this is really, really important. This is where you house everything. But it can be your website. It can be your Facebook channel. I think the nice position about Google is we work with Twitter, Facebook, whoever. But your hub is your home, okay? For me, the hygiene is the important one, okay? This is your everyday stuff, okay? And, you know, Hero, again, you guys do really well with charities. I'm sure everyone's familiar with the whole Dumb Ways to Die, the absolute phenomenon on YouTube, the video phenomenon. If you haven't seen it, go on and have a look. 63 million people already have. But that's great Hero stuff. But hygiene is the key, and I cannot emphasize that enough today. So hygiene, what does it look like? What does it look like when it's being done well? If I did have to pull up a brand and I did have to pull up a charity, then you could just look at Oxfam today. And that's purely because their channel is brilliant. But there's a number of others I could name as well. Islamic Relief is another channel that's been absolutely brilliant on YouTube. And again, look at these in terms of what they're actually doing. They're great. They're very successful. But it's regular content. It's a regular dialogue with the YouTube audience. We talked about all these big numbers, about the millions of views on YouTube and stuff. But this is about creating a dialogue, okay? Don't be put off by there being so many views and so many people on YouTube. This is creating a dialogue with your audience. And this is what you guys can do really, really easy because you have the emotional appeal that a number of brands won't even have. But back to my point, we don't want to look at brands today. We want to look at YouTube stars. So I'm going to use Sorted Food. I've been speaking about these guys for the last few months. Has anyone heard of Sorted Food? Got one there. Brilliant. Okay, you can come up and tell the story. They're basically four guys. One guy from all friends, all went to university. One was a chef. The other three guys couldn't cook. They have made two books, produced two books since then. Purely all of their content has been on YouTube, though. And that's where their success has come from. And to show how successful they have been, when Jamie Oliver came onto YouTube, and we'll go on to talk about him briefly in a minute. When Jamie came onto YouTube, he was a nobody. His channel started back in January and he was an absolute nobody. And he had to kind of cross-pollinate and work with these guys. So partner with a YouTube star. So imagine him as a brand in his own right. He's known as the guy of the Sainsbury's ad to the YouTube audience. He's had to partner with the likes of Sorted Food to tell his digital story. But the reason why these guys are so great with their digital storytelling is because of regular content, okay? But again, a load of it is either archive content, they have full feature-length video recipes, which they'll do, and they'll drip feed it. You don't have to put your full, you know, 20-minute piece of content up. Drip feed it, a couple of minutes, 2-3 minutes. YouTube's all about snacking, and that's what they love. And hygiene at its best is, you know, fitting in with the time of year, fitting in with the community. So you can see in this case, they did Halloween cakes. One thing that's big from a YouTube perspective is that in the last, I'd say, 5 or 6 years, YouTube has grown from being a real passive point, okay? So a real passive medium where people are just going there to snack on content, watching, I'm sure you've all seen it, Charlie Bit My Finger, and some of the, you know, stuff that really, really entertains us, but it's not, you know, it's not necessarily at the heart of what YouTube's about anymore. YouTube, for me, and for you guys, I want it to be, is about the participant. So you can see in this instance, sorry if you can't read some of the quotes there, but Sorted Food Guys and what they're brilliant at doing and what successful brands are starting to be brilliant at doing is participating. And that's where you guys can do really, really well. Of course, you've got Facebook. Of course, you've got Twitter. They are absolutely key to your campaigns. But you can start using YouTube doing that as well. And that's why we're the fastest growing social media network in the world at the moment in terms of the amount of people who are now using video to engage and participate. So what Sorted will do, again, taking it back to what YouTube stars do, is they will have videos up there. They will ask people's opinion. They've changed their shows around according to their fans' opinions, so their subscribers' opinions, and they'll feed back and they'll tell them, yeah, you need to add a little bit more sugar, or yes, you need to leave the oven open when the grill's on. You know, stuff that hopefully we'd all know, but amazingly, a lot of people don't. Then they take their story even further, okay? So they're telling their story, they're getting people to participate, then they also supercharge their story. And this is when it gets really, really interesting. So you were talking with John about the whole idea of Twitter and, you know, following journalists and getting journalist background. With YouTube, success for brands is about getting YouTube stars on board. Now, these stars can be, they don't have to be the size of Sorted Food with 500,000 followers. They can be, you know, 10,000, 20,000 followers, as long as they are right for your cause, for your campaign and for your brand. That's what's really, really important. So in this case, these guys teed up with Jack's Gap. Jack's Gap, a phenomenon on YouTube. But just to show you how it can work for the likes of even Sorted Food, already YouTube stars, these guys normally get 70,000 views of a video. If they do a recipe, their Halloween cakes the other night got 70,000 views. Okay, they tee up with these guys, 500,000 views. And that's how YouTube can work. Similar to Twitter, similar to your Facebook, that's how it can really, really work for you in terms of digital storytelling.
We got people all shapes and sizes, but the one thing they have in common is a passion for food. YouTube is pretty fascinating. It's kind of the most amazing litmus test on the community, the country, the world. If you do a normal show and you get 1.8 million viewers, great, that's fantastic, but you don't really know anything about them. For me, on YouTube, what's great is we get feedback. I get proper feedback within 5 minutes. I get analytics that I can respond to. I can change a whole day's shoot tomorrow based on putting a film out today. And I really like that because it's just common sense, isn't it? And I think, you know, part of the future has to be about being creative and being agile and being quick. As far as sort of advertisers and sponsors are concerned, I'm really excited about is that kind of collaborative spirit, not just amongst the talent on the channels, but also with the sponsors and the advertisers. One of the great things about YouTube is anyone can succeed if they're authentic and if they talk to their audience. If you do a little video that sort of touches someone's heart or makes them laugh, or it's just a great little tip or a wonderful dish that is just perfectly timed, people just keep sharing it, share, and before you know it, it's gone to millions of people. I'm really excited about the network, about the future. I'm really excited about not just doing stuff myself, but collaborating with advertisers to do creative things. Just give us a bell. There'll be someone there tonight from the team. Have a little word with them. We're open for business and very, very excited.
Hallelujah.
Come on. And that's how we roll on Food Show. Join in. Take care.
Bye.
There's not going to be anyone from Jamie Oliver's team here tonight. Sorry, I actually stole that video from our Brandcast event, which happened a couple of weeks ago, and just cut it down. And the reason why I liked it is because he talked so passionately about YouTube, and really need to hammer home the fact that Jamie Oliver was not a commodity at all on YouTube. He was unknown. Started his channel on the 21st of January this year with literally a couple of thousand subscribers, and he was a nobody. But he's had to why I like it is because he's using YouTube to its fullest extent. He's getting participants. He's building his brand by cross-pollinating his content. So what I mean by that in terms of digital storytelling for you guys, if you've got other charities who you work closely with, if you've got other people who you're working closely with, brands that you're working closely with, people, anyone who you can help bolster your content and boost your presence on YouTube, make sure you do it, because we've enabled that. YouTube's enabled you guys to do that in terms of linking out with your channels. And that's all Jamie did, and that was his key to success. And I'll just leave you with the thought that for every brand or advertiser doing something great on YouTube, there's always a YouTube star doing it much bigger and better. So if you want to see success, make sure you're looking at the YouTube stars. Thank you very much for your time.